France at the end of September, fantastic weather for football. The championship continues for you, and I suppose this is phase two now into Ulster at the weekend.
That's right. Actually, I suppose phase one was trying to retain the Donegal Senior Championship, and we retained that, you know, and we're back at it now again, and we're playing St Paul's on Sunday, so the first round of the quarter final of the championship.
Just on the Donegal Championship, that was at 4 in a row for the Termin Senior Girls. Is it hard to maintain that sort of level all the time? Because when you won one championship, it can go either way, but you just won four on the bounce, and is it hard to keep that sort of drive and hunger there, is it, Francis?
This year, definitely not, because Glenfinn was, you know, they had these girls back from, you know, they were, wherever these girls were away, and it was kind of, our girls were kind of fine, like, they hadn't played Glenfinn on a full team, and that was kind of driving our girls on, and in fairness, Glenfinn, you know, had their full deck available to them, and it was driving our girls on, so I would say no, well, they weren't hard to be driven for this game, but was good to get across the line all the same.
Yeah. Now looking forward to the provincial and retaining that provincial title. First of all, your opposition, what's St Paul's like? Because you have met them in recent years, haven't you?
Well, we met them in 2012, but I wasn't involved that time. It was Hugh Harcombe was a manager, and in fairness, he was filling me in there during the week about them. And listen, they're not a bad side. And listen, when you're playing Ulster football, you're going into the unknown. You don't know, you know, much about them. Suppose we're a wee bit on the map now. People know a wee bit about us, but as I keep saying, you're going into the unknown. You don't know what you're going up against. But you know, they won the Antrim Championship, so they'll not be a bad team.
Usually the side that's going to be marked this year, because you are the champions, and I suppose usually the side that everybody wants to beat France, you know.
That's it, you know. I suppose it's like inning, everybody always wants to beat the champions, and every day you go out now, that's the challenge that's up to us, you know, and you know, hopefully we can face it.
Just looking here, the girls out training now, there was only about a dozen or so girls here, but obviously there's a lot away, work is issue and college is issue, so these girls are putting in a big effort to be here, particularly on match day, France.
Oh, it is. That's, you know, that's what they did last year as well, you know. The training on a Tuesday night was just, you know, as we call it, there's 8 or 9 every night that on a Tuesday night, and then we went for Friday night, and we got everybody back on a Friday. And you know, as the competition got more serious last year, the girls were flying home on a Thursday, you know, to train here on the Friday before the games. So we're back to that schedule again, you know. We're, the two girls are coming back from college, and they'll be here on Saturday morning, you know, and we're going to train Friday night with everybody. We should have everybody available except the two girls in England and Scotland.
What about on the injury front, what's it like at the moment?
No, I think we have a good clean bill of health, or, you know, in fairness, we have probably a couple of aches and bruises, but nothing major. And Dara Kelly, I suppose, a bit of a concern. Dara's hurt the knee again, but I don't know if she'll be available for this game, but it's nothing serious. She's just kind of jarred the knee, and apart from that there, I think everybody else is alright, you know.
There's a lot of young girls involved in this panel. Is this year now giving you an opportunity maybe to use more of those, Francis?
Oh, definitely. You know, off the back of winning the thing last year, you know, we brought a couple of girls up, and a couple of girls in the break up from under 16s or minors this year as well, and wanted to come on board. And it's very good for the numbers too, at training. And you know, and it'll benefit them playing at a high standard like this here. And fairness, like Mo and Geraldine, looking up to them, and to be training with them, it's brilliant. You couldn't beat it.
We mentioned about being Termin being the mark side, but Geraldine's always the mark lady. She's your marquee forward up there at the front, and I suppose her job can become a wee bit more difficult given that you're going up in standard now and heading into Ulster, Francis.
That's right. Listen, everybody knows Geraldine McLaughlin at this stage, and you know, doesn't face Geraldine one bit. She's just an incredible football player. She just eats it up, and she doesn't worry about it and doesn't get nervous about it at all. She's just the same Geraldine, and she'll be laughing and joking before we come out to the pitch here. And when the football starts, she's a serious competitor. And you know, as I said, we better, you know, we had 15 players last year started against Moornabbey in the final, and Geraldine happened to get the 3-8 and got the applause, and rightly so. But you know, we have to keep it out at the other end as well. As I keep saying, it's not just about Geraldine, and in fairness, you know, we could see our defenders, you know, the tenacity and the tackling and the ball that Geraldine's getting. Geraldine's getting good ball inside, and you know, and she's not getting Hail Mary balls, and it's all practice. And in fairness, the girls have just come on leaps and bounds.
What about the sides now around you and Ulster? Obviously you want to get back to an Ulster final. You want to play 3 games in the provincial competition and get hands and silverware again. Dunamoyne's obviously going to be there. Do you see them still as being the main opposition there, Francis?
Oh, listen, I see them as whoever beats them will probably win the Ulster Championship. That's the bottom line, you know. You know, Dunamoyne they're playing Carrick Cruppen, which will be a big game for them. That's Carlin O'Hanlon's team from Armagh, and they're playing them this weekend up in Dunamoyne, and like, it's a big game for Dunamoyne. And if Dunamoyne can come out of that there, they'll be definitely in the final, I would say, you know. And hopefully we'll be on the other side of the draw, and hopefully we'll get to meet them again. But listen, with football, it's unless if you don't take it seriously, you just get caught, you know.
All-Ireland champions last year, Ulster winners, Donegal winners, your Donegal winners this year again. And I suppose it took a lot of effort and a lot of drive and a lot of heart to get to the heights that you did last year, Fran. Now at this stage of the season, can you see that in the girls there again? Is that hunger there to get everything all back once again?
Ah, you do, and it's like everything, Oisin, you know, we'll not really see it till we really test it. You know, do we really, really want it at the pit of our stomachs? Do we really want to go there? And last year, like, you could see it, that we really wanted to be the All-Ireland Ulster champions, whatever it may be. This year, until, you know, until the game starts, and the game's in the melting pot, and say we're two or three down, or wherever, and that's where we'll be asked. It'll be hopefully on Sunday, you know, that we'll get across the line, and after that there, we'll take the next game as it comes. And but back to your question, it'll be tight to get the Ulster Championship back. Dunamoyne don't like getting beat, and they're on the other side of the draw, and hopefully we can get to meet them in the final again.
Well, Maureen, looking into another Ulster campaign, I suppose, what, this is your fourth in a row now with Termon and recent times, and Ulster's the next stage for you, and that's where you want to be at this time of the year.
That's right, Ulster quarter final now again on the Sunday. We're looking forward to it. I suppose it's another good achievement for the club. You know, it's not going to be easy. I suppose we have St Paul's from Antrim. They're a good side. We played them a few years back. They're a really good, skillful side, and you know, they're not going to come all the way down here, you know, just for a match. They're going to come down to expect to win. But yeah, it's I suppose it's great for the club, and it's great for us ourselves. We would like to progress now to the semi-final and maybe on into the final.
I suppose St Paul's are coming here with nothing to lose, so there's no real pressure on them, because you're the Mark side, you're the defending champions.
That's right. You know, we have the All-Ireland title to try and retain, and that can put an awful lot of pressure on a team. And as you say, St Paul's been coming down here with everything to gain. You know, as I was saying earlier, that, you know, it's like a final for them. Anybody going out to play the All-Ireland Champions, you just want to beat them. And that becomes, you know, that's really what it's all about for them. If they go away beating us on Sunday, you know, they'll be thinking to themselves that they're in with a good chance in the campaign.
Is this now a stage of the season where you just have to bring it now to another level, Maureen?
Absolutely. Once you leave the county, the step up is, it's enormous, to be honest. You've seen yourself some of the games last year, even the Dunamoyne game, the Ulster final, like, it's a big difference from a county standard. Even though, now, to be fair to Glenfinn are a great up and coming side, and they give us a serious run in the county final, and we weren't taking anything for granted at that stage. But now when you're into Ulster, the hits get harder, and you're playing teams that have been playing at a higher level, and I suppose they're coming out of their counties too, but you just don't know what to expect as well from teams.
And how important is it to get it up and running with a game being played at home and getting the home term and support behind you?
It's fantastic. Home game is very special for, I suppose, in terms of our supporters. They're always behind us. They're always travelling. They've been travelling for the last 5 years with us now, coming to games that are maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. So for them to get up in the morning and say, oh, we've got a game down here now on the pitch, it's just great. It's great for ourselves that we don't have to be getting on a bus. You know, it's always special a bit. At home, you know, I'd expect a crowd from all over the county. I'd expect different people from different clubs coming in to watch the game as well on Sunday. Hopefully now the weather will stay nice, and it'll be a nice day, and it'll be a nice day out for people. But yeah, it's really, really special, and a one now on Sunday at home would be fantastic for the girls and for us.
You mentioned the All-Ireland final, obviously, you took Dolores back to Termon last year, and you just want to defend that this year. Is that always mentioned now in the dressing room before each game? Because if you just want to go up another level, you just have to do that again, so you just do more?
You do, and I mean, that was special, no doubt about it. Sometimes it hasn't sunk in just yet, you know. But, you know, I don't think we're putting ourselves under that much pressure. In 2010, when we won Ulster, we kind of won it by surprise, to be honest, and I suppose we pipped Dunamoyne. They weren't expecting it. We were kind of going on momentum that year, and the year after then, I suppose we wanted to retain Ulster. It was all about retaining Ulster, so we got a bit ahead of ourselves, and this was 2011 actually, and Glenfinn beat us in the county final. So we're not sort of saying, you know, we talk very little about the All-Ireland and about retaining it. For us, it's just one match at a time, and it's probably better for us to focus that way now. So going out on Sunday, for us, it's an Ulster quarter final. We'd like to progress to the Ulster semi-final, and we'll take it one day at a time. But we know that if we don't perform in the day and we get complacent by thinking too far ahead, you know, which can happen to a lot of the girls, it can happen to you mentally. So we're just going to stay focused on the day.